Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify, we glorify your name, God. God, we bless you, Lord God, on this day, Father God. We just exalt you, Lord. God, you're so wonderful. You're so marvelous. God, you're so excellent, God, and we just bless you on today. We bless you, God, and we raise you up, God. We exalt you, Father God, above everything, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We love you, Father God, and we just thank you, God. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for allowing us to be here, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and keeping us. We thank you for watching over us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that, Father, we have a place to lay our head, Lord God. We thank you for the provision, Lord God. We thank you for our right mind, God. We thank you for, God, the help that we have in our bodies, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for your concern about us, God. We just thank you, God, that you love on us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you do, Lord. And we appreciate you, Lord. We want to make sure we let you know, Father God, how much we appreciate you, how much we care about you, Father God, how much we just appreciate your love towards us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you leave no stone unturned. You care about the little things, Lord God, the minute things, those things, Lord God, that we think you are God, Lord God, little or nothing, Father God, you bring it up and you let us know, God, how much you care about us. And we appreciate that, Lord. We tell you we love you, Father God, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for restoration and reconciliation. We thank you, Father God, for your love, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, God, that we can cast all our cares upon you. God, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence, God. God, and just lay it at your feet, God, to be in your presence, God. How precious that is. How precious you are. How loving and kind you are, God, that you take time out to listen to each and every one of us, Lord. And we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you for caring about us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. God, because you do so much for us, Lord. In the midst of the testing trials, you are there. When we're in that dark place, you are there. When we seem like there's no way of escape, God, you open a door. And you say, come on out, Father God. And God, you everything and make it right. God, we just thank you for that. And we appreciate you, Lord God, and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for seeing about our families, our loved ones, our children. God, how you protect all of us. God, how you take care of each and every one of us on this earth. It's amazing, God, how you move the puzzle pieces and you move the things and put them in proper positions and how you put this and put that and Father God and everything just work out for our good. God, it's amazing, God, how wonderful you are, how marvelous you are, how excellent you are, how glorious you are. Oh, God, how marvelous, Lord. Our hearts are full, God, and we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. God, we appreciate you, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and we honor you on today. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory right now, Father. As we open our hearts up to you, Father God, we ask, God, that you enter in, Father God. God, we want you to take up residence in us, Lord God, so you got to clean it out. We know, Father God, there is nothing, God, in this flesh that is good. So we're asking you, God, God, to continue to clean out our hearts, Lord. God, clean us out, Father God, that we, Father God, can receive everything that you have for us, Lord God, that your spirit can dwell there. God, that we can commune with you. God, that we can build a deeper and deeper relationship with you. Father God, that we can move by you in your spirit. Father God, that we can rest in you. Father God, we're looking for you, Lord God, on tonight, God. We're coming to you on tonight, Father God. We can do nothing without you on tonight, Father God. So we're coming to you. We're seeking your face, Lord God. We're seeking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, God, to enter in, Lord. Enter in, Father God, and shape something, mold some things, change some things, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're allowing you. We want you to be our shepherd, Lord God. God, and we choose to accept you, God, for who you are, Father God. All the chastisement, all the correction, all the gifts, spiritual and natural. Father God, all the direction, all the instruction, God, it's all good. And we love you for it, God. We love you for it, God, because it brings us to that expected end. It brings us to that place of appreciation and love, oh God, and respect for you, God. We just thank you, Lord, because we know, God, that everything you do is good. Everything you do is good. And God, we just bless you on today. We bless you and we love you for it. We really do love you, Lord. Oh, God, and we're asking, God, that you will forgive us of our trespasses and our iniquities, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for compromising our salvation. Forgive us, Lord God, for thinking some type of way, Lord God. Lord God, for being offended and acting, Lord God, out, God, because of our emotions and our feelings. Forgive us, Father God, for looking upon others and what they have and judging and pointing the finger, Father God, or even wanting what they have secretly, Father, thinking and believing nobody can see it, Father God, but we know you see all things, Lord God. We're asking you to sever those things from us, Lord God, that jealousy and that envy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that lying spirit, God, we're asking that you sever it, Father God, that hunger and thirst, Father God, after the world and things of the world, we're asking you, Father God, to sever it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're asking you, Father God, remove all that bitterness and anger and resentment and unforgiveness and even those regrets. Father God, we're asking that you sever the old ties and the soul ties, God. Father God, those things that just keep creeping back up, God, we're asking you, Father God, that think it's not being seen, God, but you are clearly seeing it, Father God. And I'm asking you to uproot it out of our lives, Lord God. Uproot, Father God, that anger and that wrath, Father God, that wanting to give back, God. God, uproot those, Lord God, those seeds, Lord God, that are still lying dormant, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and it tends to come out, Father God, when something happens and triggers us, Lord. So God, we're asking you, Father God, to expose those things, Lord, so they can no longer have a hold on us, Lord God. That chain can't hold us anymore. God, that yoke can't hold us anymore. As you expose these things, Lord God, and we face these things and confess these things before you. Father God, we need your help, God, in the name of Jesus. Our family needs our help, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, our children need your help, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to communicate with one another, love one another, intercede on behalf of one another, and not talk about each other, dog each other out. Father, help us, God, not to lead more highly of ourselves than we ought to, Father God. Lord God, thinking we're better than one another, Father God, because you have showed us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You have showed us, Lord God, that there is nothing good in this flesh, and all of us have seen it come short. And who are we? Because you really show us, God, that we are walking in pride, Lord God, and we are walking and doing what we want to do and how we want to do it, Father God. You show us these things, God. Help us, Lord, to accept the truth about ourselves, Lord, that we won't continue to walk in these things, Lord, that we won't continue to lean to our own understanding, but God, that we will acknowledge you, Father God, in every area area of our life, God, we're asking you to enter in, Father God, and remove that spirit of deception and manipulation, Father God, even in our own hearts, Father God, thinking and believing we're okay and we're not, Father God, and we're falling deeper and deeper into that pit, Father God, deeper and deeper into a hole, Father God, being more and more deceiving, deceiving our own selves. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, wake us up, Lord, to the truth. Help us to hear the truth and know the truth, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove that suicidal spirit, God. Remove that spirit, Father God, that will want to choke out and self-sabotage. Father God, remove it in the name of Jesus. Give us a heart of flesh, God, that anything you say and do it, move us, Lord God, that would cause us to have a repentant heart, a heart of remorse. God, that where we want to line up, Lord God, even the more in your will and your way, Father God, we want to be holy, Father God, acceptable in your sight, God. We want to walk with godly counsel, Father God. We want to speak, Lord God, and help other people, edify other people, lift them up. But God, we can't do it without you, God. Without your spirit, we cannot love the way you want us to love. So we're asking you, God, to pour your love inside of us. Fill us with your spirit, God. Your spirit of compassion, your spirit of love and kindness and grace and mercy. God, fill us, Lord God, where we, Lord God, think of other people more than we think about ourselves. Father, fill us, Lord God, that if we're in a marriage, Father God, we know, Father God, to be concerned about our partner. Oh, God, that we know to intercede and pray on their behalf. Father God, fill us, Lord God, with your discerning spirit, Father God, that we can pay attention, Lord God, to what is being said and what is being done, Father God, being slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to anger, Father God, listening, Father God, and listening to your spirit, Lord God. Open up our ears, God, that we can hear you clearly for what you are saying in this season. In this season, Father God, I'm asking you, God, touch our minds, regulate our minds, and remove any hindrances, Lord God, any blockages, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove them, hallelujah, Father God, as you expand our territories, as you broaden our horizon. Father God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you will order our steps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we would do exactly what you want us to do. God, that we don't add to it, Lord God, nor take away. Nor will we put our hands in your business. Father, we're asking you, God, to save us, God. Save our children. Save us from ourselves. Save us from the lies. Save our families. Save our loved ones, Father God, because you're the only one that can do it by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We are more than overcomers in the name of Jesus, because of you, Father God. We can do all things through you, through Christ Jesus, through the blood. Father, we're asking you, Lord, draw us closer. Draw us closer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and heal our land, Father God, as we say yes, Lord God, as we say yes to your will. As we say yes to your way, God, as we draw closer to you, we're asking you, Father God, thy will be done. God, I'm asking you to touch, Lord God, your people, Father God. Touch your ministers right now, whether they active or inactive. Stir up the gifts inside of them, Father God, where they want to worship you and serve you with all their heart, our mind, soul, and spirit. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Touch your people right now, God. Activate them, Father God. Let them remember, Father God, from whence, oh God, they come from. And they come from you, God. Help them to remember that they are called and they are chosen, that your spirit is resting upon them. And there are souls that need to be saved. They are assigned to certain souls, Father God. And Father God, help them, Father God, to remember, Father God, that there are people, God, that need to hear the gospel, the truth. God, help them, Father God, to speak your truth all the time, Lord God, and not be high-minded, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but stay meek and lowly, God, remembering, Father God, that, hallelujah, they can fall into those traps and those snares just as the other person does, so we cannot judge, Lord. Help us, God, to recognize these things, God, because without you keeping us, we won't be kept. God, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Continue to clean us out. Continue to clean us out, Father God. Oh, God, as we shake off all the old stuff, as we walk away from the old, God, take us into the new. Oh, God, and I ask for, we do not want to be barren. We don't want to be dry. God, help us to see the direction you want us to go in the name of Jesus. God, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us and keeping us and helping us to remember, God, that you are God all by yourself and you don't need no help. So we bless you on the day. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, for how you help us, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father God. Release your dreams. Release your visions. God, and give us the interpretation of it all. Help us to understand even the more, God, and we just thank you on today. We ask, God, that you continue to open up your word to us, God, that we can understand it. Continue to break it down to us, Father God. And as we eat of your word, Father God, even bring more revelation and even how to apply it, Father God, to every area of our life, God. God, we just appreciate you and we just thank you for what you're doing. Even in our families' lives, Lord God, how the miracles are just flowing. Thank you for hearing all the prayers and remember every prayer that has been placed on the altar, every prayer that has been brought before you, even in the heart. God, I ask that you help your people, even in their heart, Father God, as they go through different things, as they go through these transitions and these different situations, God, that they don't grow bitter and resentful, that they don't get mad at you. But understand that these things are necessary. God, help them to receive what they need to learn as they go through the very thing that they are angry about. God, change their perspective. Change their mindset. Change, oh God. Pull your people in, your Father. Pull them in off the street. Help them to find a holy altar. And build that relationship in you, God. We just thank you all today. We thank you for your covering, your protection. We ask, Lord, that you continue to protect us, Lord. That the blood of Jesus cover our vehicles, our homes, our families, and our loved ones. Father God, we just thank you. For your protection, we thank you, Lord. And we love you. And we appreciate you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.